If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. I want to begin reading verse 9. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. The Bible says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became Him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both He that sanctifieth and he and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause He is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee, and again I will put my trust in Him. And again, behold I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him that hath power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." I won't preach this morning, if God will be my help, and I'll try not to be too long. I got a whole lot more than I could ever think to get out, but we want to begin this morning, if God will be my help, and talking about life and how great life is. But I want to preach on for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, an after-death experience. Life, an after-death experience. And that we know that we live in a world and that we go through a lot of trials and things that we face day by day. But I want to say that we had a suffering Savior, and it talked about in Isaiah 52, down about verse 4, who said that He was marred, His visage was marred more than any man. He was beaten to a pulp. He was criticized and ridiculed and hung upon a cross of Calvary to bleed and die for your sins and mine, that we might go free in this world that we live, and we could have hope and help and the victory in Lord Jesus Christ. And we preach here on Wednesday night about that blessed hope, looking for that blessed hope. You know what the blessed hope is? It's Christ Jesus and Him coming. It's Christ Jesus coming in glory and great power and might to come to get me and you, to take us out of here to be with Him. And boy, what a time and what a day that's going to be. But we see here, as the writer of Hebrews is talking to the Hebrew people, and he's talking about that we fear more than anything. He said that Jesus lived and He died. He became a little lower than the angels. He condescended down to me and you. Praise God from the throne of grace to be a help and to be hope for each and every one of us today. I want to say without Him, we don't have no hope and we don't have no help. But I want to say with Him, we have all the hope and all the help that we need even today. Even in the darkness and the dismalness of the world, praise God, He is a bright and a shining light. I'm glad today that I know Him in the free pardon of sin. I'm glad that He gets better and bigger in my heart every day. How about you? Amen. I know good well one of these days we're going to go out of here and praise God. I'm praying to be in the rapture so that all God's people can go out together. But we can go out shouting and praising Him and giving Him glory. But now we're living in a time of sorrow. Death is, seems like the power of death is all around us. But I want to say, you know who the power of death is? It's the devil of hell. It's the demons of hell, praise God, that has the power of death. But I want to say, according to the book of the Word of God, that God came to do away with that power, to take away that power from the devil, take away that death that He has to offer. He says in verse 14, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood." He said, that's who we are. We're just flesh and blood. We're human beings, amen. He also Himself likewise took part of the same. In other words, our Lord Jesus became a man just like me and you. He partook of flesh and blood. Glory be to God. And He died it for me and you, that through death He might destroy him that has the power of death, that is the devil. Amen. So what do we see here? He said, we see the one that's got the power. It's the devil. But we see one that had power over the devil, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. If you got problems with the devil, if you got a little bumper sticker on your car that says the devil made me do it, praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. Just open the door, kick the devil out, praise God, and say, Jesus is my help. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what we need to do today. Just get the devil out, kick him out, tell him he's not wanted, praise God. Just get her lifting up our voices for the Lord, praising Him, giving Him glory for all that He does. Amen. And He can bless our heart, move in and help us go in the right direction. Amen. Now you say, preacher, is it that easy? It's that simple. Praise God, it's just that easy and that simple. When we focus our minds, our heart on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in the precious word of truth, it'll help us, praise the Lord, to kick the devil out and go on for the glory of God. I tell these young people in Sunday school, praise God, we need to get rid of the devil. We need to get rid of the flesh, praise God, and just focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make Him our Lord and our Savior. He goes on, verse 14, it said, delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So there's a great fear. There's a power today, and most people fear death. Amen. That's why when we're working on ladders, we're climbing around doing things that's unsafe, which kind of scary. Because you don't want to fall off and die. Amen. Because we fear death. We have a fear of death. And he said that fear of death, praise God, it's a bondage. It's something that holds you. You say, well, preacher, you mean that we ought to just be careless, not take it? I'm not saying that at all. We need to be careful. We need to preserve our body the best that we can. Amen. With the help of the Lord. Praise God, we don't put ourselves in predicaments, amen, where we know we're going to get hurt. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, praise God, we can't be afraid of death. We can't be afraid of physical death somewhere along the line, praise God. And the only way to get over that fear, praise God, is to put our trust in the Lord. And the only way we'll get our trust, Lord, praise God, when we start thinking about a better place. We're just pilgrims of passing through here. We're headed somewhere far better. We're headed somewhere where there's no harm. We're headed somewhere where there's nothing that can defile us or hurt us, praise God. We're headed for a different place, and that place is called heaven. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. If we start focusing on heaven, we'll quit thinking about hell. Hell's real. Amen. Brother Robert's already said hell's a real place, and people are being sucked into it every day by rebelling against the Lord Jesus Christ, by rejecting our Savior. You know, that's the only way you can go to hell. It's not because you're a drunk or alcoholic or a druggard. It ain't why you go to hell. You don't go to hell because you're a whoremonger. You go to hell because you reject Jesus Christ. Amen? You reject the Lord Jesus Christ. You push Him away. You choose to rebel against Him, and that sends you to hell. God don't send you there. You send yourself by rejecting the precious Lamb of God. What we just read and heard, that He's already done for you and for I. Amen. He became flesh. He went, He died, shed His blood so that you don't have to die and go to hell. And when we accept that, praise God, we get a blessed hope. Amen. We get hope of Him coming to get us one day and taking us to be with Him, taking us to heaven. Praise God. Now, what is heaven? Heaven's a place where God is. Amen. If we ever get to a place where God is, we'll be safe. Hello? Let that sink in just a minute. We ever get to a place where God is, we'll be safe. Amen. You say, where's God? God's in heaven. But I want to say God's all around us. Amen. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere, praise God. He's something that the devil can't be. And He is that present help to help us along the way. If we'll just trust in Him. We don't have to be worried about that bondage of death, praise God, because we've got a promise of life. I'm talking about an after-death experience that we can experience. And it's in a place that's called heaven. Now, what is that place called heaven? The Bible says it's a holy city. Amen. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 2, He talks about that holy city. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 2, He says, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. That's what heaven means to me. Praise God. It's a place. How do you know? Because Jesus said He's going to prepare it. Amen. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Amen. Didn't He say? Are many mansions. But He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, in those mansions, I'm going to prepare you a special place. Do you know why it is? Because you're a, glory be to God. Now somebody ought to just jump up and take a running fit for me. Because you're a special person in the eyes of God. Don't you ever let tell, don't you ever let the world tell you you're not special. But God will say, you little young, every one of you are special in the eyes of God. And He's gone to prepare a place for you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. So He's got that also place that He's prepared. Now when Jesus was here in 30 AD, when Jesus was here, that place wasn't prepared. Amen. Are you hearing me? That place was, He said, I go to prepare a place for you. It wasn't made yet. Amen. I think maybe they had the architectural drawings laid out. I think they had done some preliminary work and some preliminary landscaping. Amen. All the statistics was laid out for what it would be. Because it was going to be something that was special. Why? Because we're special people. Amen. It'd be like if he was building it, praise God, for the President of the United States. It wouldn't just be a little shack by the side of the road. Amen. It'd be something spectacular that God would have. When God's got a place for me and you, praise God, it's a special place. And I'm going to say that special place is right by Him. Amen. Glory be to God. He wants us to be with Him where He is. Praise the Lord. So we see that special place. Didn't exist. But now in John in Revelation chapter 4, this is in AD 96. He said, John was on the Isle of Patmos. And in this vision, he said, I saw a city. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, the most spectacular city. Praise the Lord. He said, it was the most spectacular thing I ever saw. He said, a new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. Amen. It was heaven sent. It was heaven made. It was heaven given. Praise God. It was part. It was separate from God's heaven, but it was from God Almighty. Praise God. I'm glad today we're serving a God. Praise the Lord. That comes to us. Amen. He's different. He's unique. Praise God. But He's individual. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Made it just special. Praise God. Just special for me and you. You say, what kind of place is it? It's a residential place where residents take up space. Take their place, praise God. A residence of the bride. Praise God. The bride. Who is the bride? Me and the church. Amen. We're the bride of Christ. In Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21, verse 9. He said, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plague, and talked with me, saying, Come hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now watch this. And he carried me away in the spirit. See, this is a spiritual. Whoever worships, we must worship in spirit and in truth, according to his word. And showed me a great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. A manifestation, praise God, of this magnificent place, amen, that's prepared for those, that's prepared for the place. I don't know how many times I've preached that since I've been here. Praise God, if you're prepared for the place that's prepared for you, glory be to God, you can't miss it. You won't have to worry about your garment misdirecting you. You won't have to worry about your cell phone giving you wrong directions. Praise God, if your name's written on the Lamb's Book of Life, glory be to God, God will see that you make it in there. Amen. God will give, He's got absolute direction. How do you know? Because of the promise we have. You remember old Father Abraham? Father Abraham was over there, praise God, and the Bible said, and he's looked for a city, amen, which whose builder and maker was God. So Abraham was a sojourner in this world, just like me and you. Now you little youngs, listen at me a minute. Abraham was a soldier. He was passing through this world just like we are. And he was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. He wasn't looking for just any city. He was looking for a special city. He was looking for a special place. He was looking for a place, praise God, where God Almighty was. Where God was welcome. Where God was supreme. Where God was God. He was sojourning through. Amen. That's what we're doing. We're just passing through here. We're on our way somewhere. Amen. This life we live is temporal. It's temporary. Now, it may seem like you're a young person and you've got hundreds and hundreds of years before you. And if the Lord, I hope He does, but praise God, I'm saying we only have a space today, and the time is ours. Salvation is for today. Amen. And we're looking. He said, I'm looking for a city. He said, not just any city, but a city whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. Hebrews chapter 13, 4 and 14. He said, for we have no continuing, for here have we no continuing city. And then he said, there's no permanent dwelling place here. But we seek one to come. Now let me just tell you the Paul Harvey version of this. He said, Abraham was sojourning in the country, and he was a pitch in his tent, and somebody said, hey, Abraham, look over there. There's the well-watered plain. He said, boy, over there's a nice thing. He said, oh, and old Abraham said, well, all right. He went over there and he pitched his tent. Amen. But he wasn't satisfied. Amen. He said, hey, listen, said, this is no continuing city. He said, this thing's only temporal. It can't last. And so he pressed on still looking. I want to say glory be to God. When Abraham went out of here, he was still looking for a city. He was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Because he said, I have no continuing city in this place. Amen. He said, it won't last forever. Amen. What we have right now won't last forever. He said, well, preacher, you know, I've got a house, and I built it out of brick and rocks and stones and concrete, and I'm going to live in it all my life, and I'm going to give it to my kids, and they're going to live in all their life, and they're going to give it to their kids' kids. I'll tell you what, it won't last forever. It's not a continuing, but praise God, there's a continuing city. There's a city that was designed to last forever. Abraham said, I'm looking at it. He said, but I seek one to come. He said, I haven't found it yet. And he kept sojourning day by day, and he kept a looking for a city. Amen. Listen, I'm sojourning through here, praise God. I'm looking for a city. One day in a little while, praise God, I'll find that city with the help of the Lord. But see, I can't find it without the help of the Lord. It takes the Lord to help me to find that city, praise God. And he was seeking that city. Seeks one to come, praise God. So what we have here, we have a place and we have a future. I think we forget about the future. Amen. We tend to live for today, don't we? For the here and now. And we don't think about the future to come, when the Lord Jesus Christ brings, or what He's going to do for us and what He's prepared for those that prepare. In Revelation chapter 3, first part of chapter 4, praise God, He talks about the future after the church. The church goes out here, Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and then there's hardly any church, there's no mention of the church after that, till the very end. Why? Because we go out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. The rapture takes place and we go out. That's why I told church Wednesday night, that's our blessed hope, is the rapture of the church. That God comes, takes us out of here to be with Him. Amen. That way we get to go out of here, praise God, and we get the, amen, glory be to God. This body don't have to go by way of the grave. We don't have to take it and plant it, praise God. We don't have to go through all those extra steps, glory be to God. In a moment, twinkle of an eye, we'll all be changed. Praise the Lord. That's our blessed hope. That's what we're looking for. That's our future, praise God. John said, I was in the Spirit on Lord's Day, praise God. And he said, I was taken up. Glory be to God. Amen. Lord, I'd like to be, praise God, just a shout and praising God, singing hymns to Him. Amen. Reading His Word, glory be God. Lord, come, just take us out of here to be with Him. Amen. Amen. We'd be like old John. Amen. But when Jesus was here, there was no city. He said, but John saw a city. It was in the work, praise God. It was coming down from God out of heaven. John got to see it. That's that continuing city. That's that city of life, that city of God. Praise the Lord. It's designed and made for me and you. Praise God. And so we see that we have that blessed hope. And we see here, the Bible tells us, and you're hearing, that Christ rose from the dead. Now the Bible tells us, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, that he went into paradise. He led captivity captive. Amen. Those that died, praise God, looking for Christ, praise the Lord, got to go out with Him. They come up out of that grave and went with Him, amen, to the heaven. They went to the third heaven. Amen. Do you know there's three heavens? He's the first heaven, which is our atmosphere in which we live, where we have the air and the clouds and stuff like that, and the blue sky. That's first heaven. Amen. That's where the prince of power of this present world runs around in. Amen. If you could see it, it'd scare you to death. And then you say, well, then we have the second heaven. That's a starry. That's the galaxies where the moon and the stars are hung out. Praise God. That's where that's... But then there's a third heaven. Amen. There's a third heaven. That's where God is. Praise the Lord. That's where God is present. That's where the righteousness righteousness is. That's where righteous people go. Amen. When it's all said and done, we go to that third heaven. Praise God, be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with Him in that place. And what a time we're going to have when we get there. Praise the Lord. As He calls us out, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, He said He's going to call us out one day, and that's where we're going. We're going to go be with Him, praise God. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, praise God, He said they're going to be snatched out to go be with the Lord. Praise God. And what a day that'll be. But between there and then, praise God, we're looking for that resurrection. Praise God, when we get called out of here, man, the state of the righteous dead, where are they today? Amen. I won't say they're not in the grave. That old flesh, that old temple that they lived in is, but praise God, that soul and the spirit that are going out to be with God who give it. Ecclesiastes 12:7, he said, the body goes back to dust which it come, but the spirit goes back to God who give it. So those that's died, those brothers, sisters, mamas, dad, whatever it may be that's going on to be with the Lord, praise God, that old body's laying in a grave somewhere. You took him out and planted him in that hope chest, waiting for the day of the resurrection of the body. Amen. But glory be to God, I want to say their soul, their spirit is in the presence of the Lord. What a place that is. They're in a state, praise God, of bliss, their state of happiness. Amen. They're not complete yet. Why? Because we're not there with them. Amen. Praise God. I won't say that heaven's not complete yet because the saints of God ain't made it yet. Heaven won't be complete till we all get there. Amen. And then it will be complete. But heaven, we can see it now, the state of the righteous dead, where they're at, between death and the resurrection. Amen. The state of righteous, it's not complete yet, but one day it will be. Praise God. One day it'll be absolutely complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see it? Amen. Bless His holy name. But now we see it's a place. What kind of place is it? It's a place of bliss. Amen. Joy and rejoicing. Praise God every day. But He said also, not only is it a place of bliss, but it's a place of rest. Amen. Do you ever get tired in this world? Yeah, some of you can't stay awake now. Amen. I ain't that bored. Amen. But you need some rest. Amen. You worked hard. You slaved all week. Praise God. You just wore out. But I want to say, glory be to God, one day in a little while, we'll get in a place of bliss. We'll be in a place of rest. Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 11. The Bible says, and white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow laborers also and their brethren should be killed, and they were, as they were, should be fulfilled. I will say one day that fulfilling is going to take place. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. He said, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. He said, glory be to God. The place of the righteous dead is with the Lord Jesus Christ in glory this morning. Praise God. They're just waiting. Amen. He said, it's a really good place. It's a wonderful place. But praise God, one day in a little while, it's going to get better. I can see that in my mind's eye. I like it. I like the church. Praise God. I love church people. I love churches. And I love to see church people get excited about the things of the Lord. When we come together and we get in, the choir gets singing, people get shouting, they get to praising the Lord. Amen. And boy, what a blessing it is to be able to get in on that. And it's good. But praise God, you realize that no matter how good it is here, it's going to get better. I want to say praise God for those dead in Christ. Amen. It's good up there, but glory be to God. You say, well, it can't get no better in heaven. Praise God, it's going to get better. Amen. Why? Because they some loved ones one day in a little while, praise God, that's going to enter in, glory be to God, and the family reunited for the glory of God. Amen. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying it's time to get folks in. It's time to be saved and born again, looking for that glorious appearance of Lord Jesus Christ, so that nobody will be left behind. Amen. Wouldn't it be sad? Wouldn't it be sad for leave some old saint disappointed because their children didn't make it in? God help, but they'll be in a place, a far greater place than where we are now. A place that's free from sin. Amen. A place you can rest where there ain't no sin. Amen. There's not much rest, Brother Don, where a bunch of sin is. Amen. Why? Because you're trying to survive. We have to survive where there's a lot of sin. A lot of stress where there's a lot of sin. Amen. A lot of activity has to go on when there's a lot of sin. It's a place where there'll not be no temptation. The reason there ain't no sin is because there's no temptation. Amen. We sin when we're tempted and drawn away of our own lust. Amen. That's what sin is. But praise God, Brother Rex, I'm saying up there there won't be no temptation. Ain't be nobody up there rub you the long way, because we'll love each other. Amen. We'll love each other like Christ loved us. And He gave Himself for us. There'll be no temptation. I won't say up there there'll be no sorrow. Amen. There'll not be no sorrow in heaven. Amen. It's a place that's to be desired and looked for, because there won't be no sorrowing over there. There'll not be no sad hearts in heaven. Amen. You say, well, preacher, don't you think them folks in heaven, if they look down here and they see us, that they're sad? No, they don't look down here and see us. They can't, praise God. They can't see it. If it was sad, heaven would be a sad place. But praise God, in heaven there's no sorrow. Amen. No sorrow of heart. Praise God, everybody's happy and rejoicing that they made the decision that they made for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They accepted His death, burial, His resurrection, praise God, and He got up for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. There'll be no temptation. There'll be no sorrow. Praise God, up there there'll be no sickness. Amen. Can you imagine, praise God, where there's no sickness? We won't have these old head junk. We won't have to worry about pollen and allergies. We won't have to worry about bronchitis and pneumonia. We won't have to worry about cancer. We won't have to worry. Amen. Glory be to God. We won't have to worry about diabetes. We won't have to worry about all these viruses and diseases that's afflicting mankind because of sin. Praise God, there won't be no sin because there's no temptation. And because there's no temptation, we're not going to be sorry. We're going to be shouting and praising God. God, we'll never get sick. Amen. There'll be no sickness over there because there's no sin over there. You know, the biggest sickness we have in America is sin sickness. Amen. The biggest sickness we have in America is sin sickness. Amen. And it's just got a hold of so many of our people, and it's dragging them off into the pit. But praise God, the thing about heaven is there'll be no sickness over there. Praise God. But the best thing about heaven that I read in your hearing, He said, there'll not be no death over there. Amen. Death will be eliminated. That word will be cast out to never be used again. There'll be no death. There'll be no dying in heaven. Praise God. If you make it to heaven, glory be to God. Hey, this is the worst you'll ever see it. Amen. This is the worst you'll ever have to go through. It's what we go through now. Because there's no death over. Well, there'll not be no graves. There'll not be no cemetery. There'll not be any little baby caskets. Amen. Because over there, Brother Mike, there'll be no die. Amen. People won't die. Praise God. Why? Because heaven is a place that God designed that He's going to put us in so that we can live. And live with joy and rejoicing in our hearts. That's what God's designed it for. That's what heaven's about. See, heaven is going to, all the ills of this world, heaven's going to fix it all. Heaven's going to make it all right. All that's all wrong. God Almighty Himself is going to step out, praise God, and He's going to call us unto Himself and going to put us in a place of safety and security. Sounds like a place of rest to me. Amen. A rest from sin, sickness and sorrow and disease and pestilence, and there'll be no more death. Amen. Just think about it. When you get over there and you don't have to worry about getting old, you don't have to worry about ever dying. Amen. What do you have time for? Just rejoicing in the Lord. Good. Glory to God. Ain't it going to be something when we could praise Him like we'd like to? Amen. I know some people say, well, preacher, I don't care if I praise Him or not. You will if you make it to heaven. Amen. You get over to heaven, praise God, and you realize how good God is and what He's given you for all eternity. World without end. Praise God, you're going to be shouting and praising and giving God glory. Amen. You'll be so excited you won't be able to get over it, because you'll have none of these things there. Amen. It'll be a place where all this is annihilated. It won't even be a memory. Amen. But not only that, the atmosphere will be different. Atmosphere will be different. Heaven, Brother Jeff, it'll be a holy place. Amen. Jesus said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. It'll be a place of holy people. Amen. I'm not talking about the kind that's got holes in your jeans either. I'm talking about people that's dedicated to God, that's committed, that's looking to God. Holy people. Those that's anticipating holiness, holy lives. And we'll have that because it'll be a place of love. Amen. It'll be a place of love where we love one another. Amen. You can walk the streets of heaven day after day after day, and you won't find no hate there. Amen. Because all these other things, this sin and temptation, sorrow and sickness and death is gone, so there'd be no need to hate. You know what makes us hate, praise God, is all the sin sickness of the world. But over there, all the sickness, all this stuff's gone. We'll be in a place, praise God, it's holy because we, and it'd be holy because we'll love one another. You know how to make a church a holy place? When we begin to love one another. Amen. Like Christ loved us and gave Himself for it. Praise God. It'll be a holy place, have a holy atmosphere where holy people are. Amen. And we'll be rejoicing in the love of God. Amen. We'll realize, I don't think we can even truly realize, Brother Scott, right now how much God loves us. How much He loves us. I'm saying loved. I'm saying loves us. Present tense. I don't think we realize how much God loves us and that all that He gives us, all that He affords us in this life, that we're living here and it's just going to get better farther on. We don't realize how good He is to us. Amen? Because now we're living this life and we're getting old, our bodies are getting decrepit and we're diseased and ridden and we just begin to decay and fall apart. But we take for granted. Just because we grow old here, amen, one day we'll never grow old there. I believe we'll be the same age as Lord Jesus Christ. He's 33 and a half years old when we went out of here. Perfect prime of life. And said we're going to be, and the Bible says we're going to be like Him. And when we see Him, we're going to be like Him. Can you imagine what you felt like when you was 33 and a half? Man, I mean, you're superhuman power. Nothing could stop you. Amen. You wanted to move something, you did. And now you said, oh, my back. Huh? Because you did. But see, he said, when we get there, young as there'll not be no growing old. Praise God. And you'll never get weary. You'll never be wore out. Amen. Because everything's going to be provided by God Almighty. Why? I'm going to quit. I ain't nowhere near done. But I'm going to stop right here. But you know why? I'm going to finish it tonight. Amen. But you know why? You know why? Because you'll be in your Father's house. Everything's provided in your Father's house. You know, when I pull up to Mom's, I'd go in. If I want something to drink, I'd open the refrigerator and get it. And if I didn't, she'd fuss at me. She'd say, well, drink the refrigerator, get you one. Amen. Want a cookie and milk? It's in there. She don't expect me to ask, but she's got it there for me. Amen. I want to say in our Father's house, praise God, things are going to be better. Amen. We may not realize what all we have here, but we realize what we have when we get there. And boy, what a time it's going to be. I'm talking about life in an after-death experience. Amen. And an after-death experience. I'm going to go on with this tonight. I got more to say, but I'm going to stop right here. I mean, it's already after 12:30. But I want to say, praise God, youngs, we got something to look forward to. Amen. It's going to get so much better farther on. But right now, we just need to decide for the Lord Jesus Christ, dedicate ourselves to Him, and let Him just lead us along, taking us further than we ever thought we could go with the help of the Lord. And He'll lead us every step of the way. Because He said if we just commit ourselves to Him and resist the devil, submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, James said He'd flee from us. Amen. And we have liberty to walk with God, to serve the Lord like we'd like to. And God just begin to bless us and help us, praise God, so that we can have this after-death experience. I'm talking about life after-death experience. Amen. Because one day in a little while, praise God, this will all be over. But praise God, I'm glad that we got a blessed hope that for a child of God, it's never... Because when a child of God dies... Nothing of God dies. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we die in this old flesh, we'll just begin to live.